座，我们今天早上的聚会就要开始。宣召以赛亚书九章六节：应有一婴孩为我们而生，有一子赐给我们，政权必担在他的肩头上，他名称为奇妙、测试、全能的神、永在的父、和平的君。我们把以下敬拜、赞美、祈求的时间交在主的手里，我们请下面敬拜的弟兄姐妹。
在诗篇137篇中说，我们曾在巴比伦的河边坐下，一堆响西安就哭了。我们把琴挂在那里的柳树上，因为在那里愉悦我们的要我们唱歌，抢夺我们的要我们作乐，说给我们唱首西安歌吧，我们怎能在外邦唱耶和华的歌呢？耶路撒冷啊，我若忘记你，情愿我的右手忘记记下，我若不纪念你，若不看耶路撒冷过于我所最喜乐，情愿我的舌头贴于上。
当西安山变为荒芜，当圣殿被外邦人亵渎，当耶路撒冷被摧毁，当以色列民被掳在巴比伦，他们向神痛悔哭求，渴望以马内利降临来拯救他的子民。
欢欣欢欣，以马内利必定降临。
Thank you.
书五章第七节说，为一人死是少有的，为两人死或者有胆做的，唯有基督在我们还做罪人的时候为我们死，神的爱就在此向我们显示。
约翰一书四章十九节，我们爱因为神先爱我们，人若说我爱神却恨他的弟兄，就是说谎话的。
耶稣的爱既然过敞开我们的心，让我们成为别人
所爱。耶稣的爱点燃我们心中的熊熊爱火，我们一起向世界活出爱。
有一份爱从天而来，比山高比海深，穿不透摸不着却看得见。因为有你，因为有我，甘心给用心爱，把心中这一份爱活出来。
谦卑和敬畏的心来到你的面前，献上颂赞、感恩和祈求。我们称颂你，因为你是创造宇宙的主宰，你造了天和天上的天，并天上的万象，地和地上的万物，海和海中所有的，你说就有，命立就立。天父，我们感谢你，因为你是有恩典、有怜悯的神，且有丰盛的慈爱。你不长久责备，也不永远怀怒，你的慈爱存到永远。
Amen.
你的信实直到万代，我们谢谢你。
是，
亲爱的主耶稣，这世界上万事变幻如风云，人来人往，政权交替，社会变迁，一切都不过是暂时的。
是，
世上世人有什么指望呢？而我们这些基督徒，成千上万的基督徒，在这年末岁终的季节， 年复一年的依旧期望这不变的圣诞节，这拥有圣诞快乐带有古朴祝福的圣诞节。我们渴望这节日带来的祝福在人间可以化为你奇妙的爱，持久的爱。我们相信这圣诞古老的神迹奇事带着温馨的灵性再次拨动我们的心弦。我们想要持守这个传统，因为它使我们家庭紧密相依，朋友心心相连，它使我们全人类因着耶稣基督的降生能够合而为一，更因为他把我们又带回到您的面前。神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给我们，叫一切信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。
站立住。
我们将不是消磨圣诞节的时光，也不是观赏圣诞节的风采，我们要留住圣诞节，留住它古老传统中永不止息的爱。愿我们把它珍藏在我们心里，使它永远活在我们的希望里，活在您带来的喜乐当中。我们谢谢主，我们今天早上也特别为着我们的教会来祷告，为我们在您的看护当中的软弱的肢体来祷告。主耶稣，我们谢谢你将你的教会设立在这个地方，
是的，
设立在波士顿，大波士顿地区。
是的，
我们为着我们在波士顿地区的众教会向你献上感恩，
是的，
向你献上赞美。主耶稣，你将他们设在这个地方，如一盏明亮，一盏一盏明亮的灯塔，可以照亮坐在死荫当中幽谷的人们，将他们带到你的平安和喜乐当中。我们谢谢主，继续燃亮这一盏一盏的灯塔，使它永远的明亮。我们也为着我们教会在最近生病的一些肢体来向你献上祈求，包括孩子自己，我们求你怜悯我们的灵性，坚强我们的身体。
是
主啊，你来医治我们，使我们可以完全康复，使我们可以在你里面能够力上加力，恩上加恩，可以继续站立起来服侍你。愿主你继续祝福我们手中的圣工，也求你与我们常常同在。我们在以下的祷告也求你继续的怜悯我们，我们为我们这个国家向你献上祷告。你说民如无意向就放肆就灭亡，我们为着我们在 Boston 地区的众教会，我们在这个国家的氛围当中的地位来祷告。我们愿主你兴起更多的教会在这个社会当中能够担当所尽的职责，能够在社会当中造成你正面的影响。主啊，真的是为着这个地方来继续祷告，我们将在位上的掌权的来祷告，求主你真是光照他们，那些无论是国家领导人还是地方 local 的领导人，愿你的圣灵做工，真是光照他们，使他们在每一项决策上面，在带领整个社会的风气当中，主啊，都有从你来的和你心意的决定，因为这一切都会影响到我们的后代。我们就求你继续祝福看顾我们这样一项不完全的祷告，是奉你宝贵得胜的名。
Amen。
好，我们将以下讲到的时间交给在我们当中的 Pastor Tom， 他是我们英文堂的牧师，今天能够有幸请到他来我们当中传讲的信息，我们欢迎他。
I thought I'd introduce myself. First, I want to wish everyone a 圣诞快乐, is that right? 圣诞快乐, okay.
首先我先介绍我自己，我现在要跟大家 Merry Christmas.
So I want to wish everyone a Merry Christmas. It's great to be here with you for the first time. My family has been here many a few generations.
我的家庭在这边已经有好几代了，但是这是第一次我来到大家中间。
That's my father, the one in the middle, and that was 1950. He came over here to the Canada in the 50s.
这中间的就是我爸爸在1950年来到这边啊。
And when I was born, and I was a little boy, I'm in the middle, and I'm the big-headed one. And that's when I was born in the 60s.
我在大概1960年代出生，中间的就是我了，这个小小的男孩。
And here are my boys when they were born in the 90s.
就是在1990年代呢，我的孩子出生的这个我的男的这个儿子。
And my boys are now. Oh, you're my boys.
这个就是我现在的孩子了。
And the eldest is at Northeastern in the six-year program.
这最大的就是 Layton， 他是在这个大学了。
We're blessed because he's dating a Christian girl.
我就安静告诉你了，他已经跟这个跟基督徒来谈恋爱了。他是中国人来的。
Tell anybody. Okay.
要告诉其他人。
My number two son is in California. He spent last year in Shanghai studying Chinese.
我第二个儿子在加州他去年在上海地方这个学习。
That's Jeremy. And Joshua is in the youth group here. He's a senior, same age as Joanna.
这个最小的就是跟这 Peter 传道的女儿 Joanna 一样的在这个要进大学了。
So I thought I'd introduce my sons. If you see them running around the church, you'll know who they are.
我就介绍我的这个孩子，因为他们常常在教会里到处跑。
But when I was when they were young, when they were little, we had hopes and dreams for our family.
当他们年纪小的时间，我们有这个愿望，有这个希望，就是在我们的家庭当中。
I dream that they grow up to be educated and have all the Asian American dream.
我希望他们长大以后就有所有的在美国长大的中国人一样的梦想。
You guys know the Tiger Mom, Amy Chu. I thought we'd be like that, right?Hammer them with Chinese and piano and education, and they would all go to Harvard and Yale.
你记得这个虎妈妈吗？这个 Amy Chow 她就是逼她的孩子，就是逼他们，让他们能够进到哈佛等等这些名校。
Or I thought maybe when they got good at basketball, they could be like Jeremy Lin.
但是他们玩这个篮球，我希望他们好像这个 Jeremy Lin 一样，那么厉害。
Right, the Harvard grad who also plays NBA basketball. Now that.Is a great combination for
Asian. 在这个哈佛大学念书，又可以在 NBA 打篮球，这是这个最好的一个配合了。
Can you turn this up? Is this a little bit low? Can you turn this up a little bit? Or maybe I can hear myself. And so I think that as we think about our children and our lives and what we are hoping, sometimes we're sort of like, I think Mary was a little bit like that. Mary, the mother of Jesus.
当我们看到我们的孩子就有一些盼望我们看到就是这个耶稣的妈妈玛利亚也是有这样子的一些梦想。
You think of Mary, mother of Jesus, I mean, she was probably 15, you know, 13 to 15 years old, and if she thought about her future, I think she just wanted a life that was better than her own, for her kids.
当他13到15岁的时间，他也想到他未来的孩子会怎么样。
And this is from the Christmas party yesterday. And we had little kids being Mary and Joseph, and the narrators on the right and left, and a shepherd. That's my son, the shepherd boy.
这个就是昨天我们的这个儿童的圣诞节的聚会啊，你就看到这个马槽然后在右手边呢就是我的最小的孩子，你就看到这个小小的玛利亚跟这个约瑟。
And so is Mary.Contemplated what she would hope for her son. I think it was sort of like the immigrant dream, right? That her son would be better, do better than herself. That she would be, they would be fairly well off, that they would be comfortable, that these kind of things would happen, they just kind of be better than herself.
他们就好像想到就好像我们今天的移民的人的梦想一样，他们希望他们的孩子就是能够比他们现在的更好，有更好的未来，更安全的人生。
And in the back of her mind, I think she thought, well, I've heard all the promises of God from some distant time in the future, where there will be peace and prosperity across the land, and there will be racial harmony and justice and righteousness, and all these things way out there, but for me and my son And my children, we just want a little bit better.
啊，他就会想到过去很多的这个应许，就是神会把这个公平公义啊，甚至整个种族都能够和谐的一个这样子的环境带来给他们的往后的人生，所以他也希望他的孩子能够在这样子的未来里面过他的一生。
Well, maybe God was helping her to see that He is the God of the impossible, not just the next little thing.
所以可能神也让他看见他不只是在他前面一步路走的神，而只是能够把不能变成可能的那位神。
Maybe God this morning is going to be encouraging you and challenging you to think about His ability and not yours.
他可能今天神也让你知道他就是他可以做到超过我们可以所求所想的。让我们一起来做一
个。Heavenly Father, we ask that you pour out your Spirit upon us.
我们的天父，求你就在这个时间把你的圣灵降临在我们的当中。
But as we look into this very familiar word, that you would grant us new insight and conviction in our hearts.
当我们看这些我们很熟的经文的时间，你让我们看见有新的。
That we believe for ourselves and for our families and for our church that you can do impossible things.
让我们看见你能够在我们个人、家庭甚至教会中当中做一些看来是不可能的事情。
That we be aligned more and more with your kingdom.
我们能够做到跟你的国度更像的这个样式。
The fullness of your presence.
能够完全充满你的同在。
In Jesus' name, pray.
我们奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。
So as we look this morning, we're going to see that I think Mary received the word that seemed to her impossible.
今天早上我们看见她听到神跟她说的话，对她来讲可能是不可能的。
So for Mary, it was the impossible promises of God that she saw was received.
就是对这个玛利亚来讲，她会拿到一个不可能发生的事情变成可能的一个这样的形式。
I apologize. I don't have enough Chinese to translate it. I heard Google translate it through that, so I didn't even try.
我就是很不好意思，不能把这些改成是中文让大家看见。我试过做，但是做得非常糟糕。
So I'm going to ask you to turn to Luke chapter 2, verses 26 and following.
就请大家打开《路加福音》的第二章。我们一起来看看圣经的内容。我们一起来读这个《路加福音》的第一章从这个26-27节26-27节。到了第六个月，天使加百列奉神的差遣往加利利的一座城去，这城名叫拿撒勒，到一个童女那里，是已经许配大卫家的一个人，名叫约瑟，童女的名字叫玛利亚。
So in the sixth month, it was the sixth month of Elizabeth's pregnancy, right? You remember that the beginning of the story, Elizabeth, who was elderly and barren, she could not have a child, but God, as a sign to her and her husband Zechariah, gave them a child. So this is their sixth month.
六个月就是代表在前面发生的事情，就是有一个叫这个伊丽莎波的女生，神让她能够从在年纪老了，但是还可以拿得到一个孩子，这个孩子就有六个月的时间了，所以这个六个月就只是讲到路加福音的第一章26节前的故事。
And Mary was young and she was living in the area of Galilee and in Nazareth.
这个玛利亚是非常年轻，她是住在加利利的这个
We see that she was a virgin, that means she hadn't been married yet, that she had not had romantic relationships with a man yet. She did not know a man yet.
圣经说她是个童女，所以她是从来没接近过男生的，她是没结婚的。
And Joseph was to be her engaged husband, and he's from the house of David, and her name is Mary.
她的这个未婚夫就是叫这个约瑟，他是大卫家的一个后裔。
I want you to think about this. Mary is young and insignificant.
让你想一想，这个玛利亚是非常年轻，而且微不足道。
In the other congregation, we have people stand up who are 13, 14, and 15, and they're visible.
在另外的这个堂会，我们请13、14、15岁的人站起来，他们非常的小。
Young, not powerful, don't have capacity, uneducated. She did not have any of the human attributes that we generally think are important.
玛利亚，我们她就是很年轻，她就是没有什么受过很大的教育，跟我们想象一个成功的人的这个性格等等都没有。
She lived in an insignificant area. I mean.Nothing comes good from Nazareth, right? You know that from the term. How can anything come that's good come from Nazareth? It was a backwards little village. I visited there even today. It is fairly a small village, insignificant in the nation, insignificant in the area.
这个拿撒勒城就是一个非常小的城，没有什么特别的。所以人家想到这个拿撒勒的地方的时间，都问一句，就是在那儿没有好的东西出现，所以就是一个江。没有什么区别，人家有好印象的一个小小的地方。
Married to Joseph, probably a poor carpenter in that area. Not much income, not much future, and so her hopes and her future were very limited.
所以这个就是在那边做一个小小的木匠，所以他那边也没有什么钱，也没有什么前途，可能在未来他也想不到可以做什么事情。
And we remember that the people that she's a part of, the Jewish people, were not a significant people. They're not like the Chinese, right? 1.3 billion Chinese.You know, the next great nation on planet Earth, they were part of Israel, this little bitty, bitty, bitty country that was conquered by the massive empire of Rome.
这个以色列当时是被罗马统治的，它就是很小很小的地方的一个国家，没有好像我们中国那么厉害，有13亿，就是全世界最多人口的一个地方啊，就是一个小小小小的一个国家。
So, insignificant woman, insignificant people, insignificant location, insignificant nation.
是一个微不足道的地方，微不足道的一个国家，微不足道的一个城市，微不足道的一个。
So it makes sense that her hopes and her dreams for her children and for her future are just a little bit better than what it is.
所以她想到她的未来，就是想到她往后的日子，她只能希望有一点点好一点。可能我们也是这样
的。We feel like we're a new people in a new land, and we don't have a lot, you know, to go for us, and a little bit insecure.
可能我们也自己想到，我们在一个新的地方，也在一个新的环境，我们也感觉没有什么特别的东西、伟大的东西我们可以做。我们可能也可能感觉到这个微不足道的人。
We're a minority people in a foreign land.
我们是一个少数族类的人，在一个我们在国家以外的地方。
We represent.3.5-4% of the population of the United States.
我们只占整个美国3.5-4%的一个非常少数的人数的一个。
Some of us don't speak English at all. We don't write English, and we are hardly educated in this land.
我们有一些可能连英文都不懂，不能写，也不能听，所以我们就是在这样子的环境当中来生活。
So maybe we can identify a little bit with man.
我们可能就对玛利亚有一点点的认
可。But into this situation, God pours out an impossible promise.
就在这样子的环境里面，神把一个可能的应许降临到玛利亚的身上。
in chapter
28:28,
God comes and says, is angel Gabriel, and he says to her, O favored one.
然后神就差他的整个天使扎法列来到见这个玛利亚，然后就跟他说，你是蒙大恩的女子。
We recognize the idea of favor or grace of God is that which God gives to her, not something that she has earned.
这是神特别为她准备的，不是她可以赚回来的这样子蒙恩的一个称呼。
Unfortunately, the old King James and the old Catholic and Latin translation says, full of grace, which implies that it was Mary who was full of grace, but that's not an accurate translation.
在这个拉丁特别是天主教传统的圣经里面它 翻译成就是说玛利亚是充满恩典其实这个不准确的翻译
and sometimes it's implied that Mary herself was full of grace and she's able to confer grace and so you have this whole Mariology theology that builds up around that translation of the original
这样子的翻译就让人家想到是玛利亚配的那么多神赐给她的恩典其实在圣经的这个意思不是这样子
She has virtue but it's not in this verse we come to that later
她虽然是有很好的行为但不是可以得到这样子的恩典
But here we see this God that comes confers and gives her unmerited grace and favor He chooses herNot because of who she is, but because of His grace.
神不是因为他是谁来把这个莫大的恩典后赐给他，完全是神自己的选择。
So she found favor because of God's grace.
他能够得到神称呼他为大好的，完全是出于神的恩典。
And here the word here in verse 29, and she is greatly troubled at the saying and tried to discern. In the NIV, it's to wonder, to try to understand, to.The Greek word really means to thoroughly think through something.
所以在二十九节，圣经说玛利亚因解话就很惊慌，又反复思想，这样问安是什么意思？这代表他在生理、心里很深的去思想，到底发生什么事情
？She's trying to understand what this angel is saying to her.
他就问啊，到底这个天使，到底他向我说什么话？
What the angel says in verse
31:31,
that she would give birth to the one who would bring the kingdom of earth, on heaven to earth.
他为上一个把在天上的国带到地上的一个君王。
She would give birth to Messiah. You see, they were under oppression of the Roman government. They were waiting for this long-awaited king to arrive, and she would be the conduit by which he would come.
他会生一个称为弥赛亚，就是救世主的一个君王，在这个罗马统治的时间，其实是他们就一路在等候，希望能够有一个王来带领他们能够复兴。
He would be Jesus, the one we call the Deliverer, the Messiah, and he would be great, and he would be the Son of the Most High. And he would sit on his Father's throne, he would reign, and he would have a kingdom that lasts forever.
因为他要称为耶稣，就是他要成为救世主，他要伟大，称为至高者的儿子。然后神会把大卫他先祖的位交给他。
We understand all these terms come from the Old Testament. We recognize that he was going to be the fulfillment of all that had gone before, the long-awaited anointed one, the Messiah.
我们从旧约就看见这样子所有的应许就是指向一个在旧约他们盼望的一个弥赛亚就是这一位
And so if you look back to Isaiah chapter 9 what we read earlier we recognize that there would be a Messiah who would come and in verse 7 it would say of the increase of his government and of peace there would be no end and on the throne of David and over his kingdom to establish it and uphold it with justice and righteousness from that time forth and forever. And the zeal of the Lord will accomplish
this. 在以赛亚书第九章，刚才我们读过的，就是讲到其实为了救世主来的时间，他的政权是没有尽头的，他的平安公义就是彰显在他的国度当中。
And so here.Mary is receiving this word that her little baby, a baby that come from her own body, would be the great Messiah that they long awaited for.
玛利亚就看到从她身上生出来这个孩子，就是他们所渴望很久的这个弥赛亚，他要透过他来出现。
Her mind flooded with all the Old Testament verses of fulfillment, including 2 Samuel 7, 2 Chronicles, 2 chapter of Psalms and Psalm 89, all these messianic verses, I'm sure, flooded her mind.
他当时一定在想很多旧约的关于弥赛亚的圣经，包括这个撒母耳记上的第撒母耳记二的这个以撒的第十章这个诗篇的第二章，诗篇的八十九篇，这些弥赛亚的诗篇所讲的内容，都充满他的思想当中。
He would be.
他是一个最伟大的。
You forget what that means in that time and space. You see, he would be greater than the Herod. If you read Luke chapter 1, you recognize that Herod is referred to as the king of Judea. Usually you refer to Herod as Herod the Great, but here it just says Herod the king of Judea. So he would be greater than Herod. He would be greater than John, who it says earlier in that chapter that John was the one who would be great before the Lord. So Jesus would simply be great.
这一位出生的，他会比当时他们的皇帝这个希律更伟大，而且甚至于在前面所讲的这个四十这个约翰，耶稣会比这个也更大。
So he would be great, he would be fulfilling the Old Testament law, and he would be the son of the Most High.
他会是伟大的，他是整个旧约预言的应验，他就是这一位全能神的儿子。
Son of the Most High, he would be a son of the Most High. And you know back then, who was the son of the Most High?
谁才是至高者的儿子？
You would have all these pantheon and people of the pantheon, so like Hercules was the son of Zeus, and Mary, you know, came down and impregnated some woman, he became the son of Zeus.
这个是一个寓言的故事这讲到这个希腊的文化里面的这个宙斯他有一个儿子将子降生，他就成为这个最伟大宇宙神的这个儿子。
And all these demigods would be running around and they would have all this status as son of God.
所以这些小的神都在他周围走然后就把这一位神的儿子尊崇起来。
But there was a son of GodThat was very prominent in Roman society.
但是在这个罗马的社会里面，就是他们有这个神儿子的概念。
Because when Octavian Augustus became the new Caesar, he was considered the son of God.
就是在他们的皇帝这个奥大维的儿子叫这个奥古斯，他成为王帝的时间，他就被称为神的儿子。
So what we're saying, what Mary realized, this was not simply a religious declaration.
所以在玛利亚当时的概念里面，她不只是看到一个宗教的一个装饰。
Some spiritual thing from the past. It was also a very present and realistic political, if you want to think about that, impacting statement.
它不单只是一个在过去宗教带来的传统的一个概念，而且是这个非常真实在他眼前可以真实可以看得见的一个这样子的一个你可以说是一个政治的一个表达。
Jesus would be great, he would be greater than not just Herod and not just John the Baptist, he would be greater than Caesar Augustus, the current emperor of the empire.
耶稣不单只比希律更大，比使徒约翰更大，而且比当时代的罗马皇帝的这个凯撒这个 Augustus 更伟大。
He be bigger than President Obama.
他比美国总统奥巴马更伟大。
Bigger than President Su in China, who's the new president?
比中国的这个主席更伟大。
You know, bigger than all these presidents, Jesus would be Son of God.
就相对于所有这些种种来讲，耶稣比他们更伟大，因为耶稣就是神的儿子。
What if God said that to you?
神向你说什么？
He said, I'm going to do something so spectacular through you.
神
hardly imagined.
神倘若跟你说，他会在你透过你做一个更惊奇的事，是透过你。
That your children would be president.
可能
就是属于，
可能跟你说，你的孩子要成为美国的总统，这就是一个属灵的领袖。
I would bring you to be used to bring revival in the land.
甚至于让你的孩子能够带来整个地方的属灵的复兴。
I would use you to bring racial reconciliation, socio-economic justice.
可能透过你可以带来整个种族歧视的可以断绝，可以带来整个种族的和平和谐。
你？
可能我们每一个都会说，我
，Are you kidding?
讲笑话。
I don't speak language. I'm an immigrant. I have citizenship. I'm not married. What, you know, whatever.
啊，我可能就是只是一个在外地来住在这儿的人。我的语言也不行啊，甚至于可能我都还没结婚。那不可能发生的事情吗
？I think that's what Mary was doing.
可能就是玛利亚当时的感受。
Just wondering about the impossible promises of God through her.
他就在想，很惊讶的发现，神这个不可能的应许临到他的身上，然后破破烂烂完成。
Verse 34 says, "How will this be, since I am a virgin?"
在圣经的34节，玛利亚对天使说：“我没有出嫁，怎么又解释呢？”
What do you think she was saying? She's recognizing there are physical limitations here.
Jerry, 其实真的有一个非常具体的一个限制。
You know, many of us at schools in science, you see, they understood even back then that it takes two to tango.
啊，我们在练这个科学的就知道啊，我们真的要跳这个两个人的舞，要两个人才可以插跳得到的。
They knew that it took a man and a woman together to make a baby.
所以需要一个男一个女一起才能够生孩子。
The word here literally means it says virgin. It simply says I know not a man.
啊，所以在这里讲到童女，就是说我从来没有接近过男生。
This is just not possible physically.
所以在这个具体的情况里面不可能发生的事情。
And she was focusing on her own identity. She was focusing on her own human limitations.
所以她是看重她自己的这样子的身份，她也看见她自己的限制。
And I think I appreciate the modern, you know, emphasis on our gifts, our abilities, our passions, our education, and all our capacities.
啊，我们通常都很看重我们自己的能力、自己的才干、自己的整个所以发挥的这个天才。
So if you educate your children, get them to play piano and do all these sports, you're expanding the capacity so they can do almost anything.
啊，所以我们让我们的孩子又学很多东西，又学弹琴，让他能够做好多其他的东西。
And here Mary was realizing that she doesn't have any of that.
但是玛利亚在这个时间发现她没有这些东西。
It's not her capacity, her education, her ability, and her, you know, a passion.
所以也不是他的才干，也不是他的心愿，也不是他的才能可以做到这样子的事情。
How does the angel answer?
这个天使怎么回答他？
Does he say, Mary, you're full of grace. You're full of grace. You can confer that grace to anyone you want. Is that what he says?
啊，是不是天使跟他说，你是充满恩典的，所以你可以把恩典送给所有人。
Mary, you're such a holy person. You pray all the time. You know your scriptures. That's why I've chosen you.
是不是天使跟他说，你是一个神圣的人，是因为你这样子虔诚，所以我就会选择你成为这样子的单位。
You say, Mary, you have such a great vision to reach the nations and to bring justice and righteousness throughout the land. That's why I've chosen you.
是不是跟他说，你就是有这样子的远见，可以真正让整个世界上的种族都能够和平下来，所以因为你有这样子的 vision， 所以我就把这个来赐给你。
I don't think so.
我看不是。
The scriptures say it is focusing on God and His ability, His call.
在圣经我们看见， 是把这个焦点放在神的身上，是神把不可能变成可能。
It is the Holy Spirit's work in her.
是圣灵在他生命当中来工作。
The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore, the child will be born, will be called the Son, the Holy One, the Son of God.
天使跟玛利亚将说，圣灵要临到你身上，至高者的能力要应庇你，因此所要生的圣者必称为神的儿子。
Not about her.
不是关于他自己。
Her capacity, her ability, her vision.
不是他的能力才干，他的这个远见。
It's about the power of the Holy Spirit working in her.
乃是圣灵的能力在他身上，引导他的身上。
And the power of the Most High that hovers is very reminiscent of Genesis chapter 1, when the world was formless and void and the Spirit of God hovered and created everything that we know and understand.
就好像这个创世纪第一章第一节讲到，讲神创造天地，然后就说到神的灵运行在水面上，是神的灵把一切创造出来的。
We still believe that God can do impossible.
所以他还是相信神能够做一些超过可以想象的。
Not just out there by and by, some future time when God reaches to heaven.
不是在未来，就是在这神带领我们进到这个天堂。
That there will be righteousness and justice and reconciliation someday out there.
不是说哪边有公义、有平安、有这样子的和谐在哪边，就是往未来的一个。
But that maybe God is calling us to be part of His kingdom plans in here and now.
可能神就是让我们在现在可以体会他的整个国度的了。
Someday every knee shall bow, every tongue confess of Jesus Lord, but perhaps through us even now.
就是我们想象到的，比如说这位伟大的主，他的能力引导我们，就是在现在，也是在未来天堂的日子。
She began to have faith in God's ability to accomplish this.
玛利亚她自己对神能够使不可能成为可能有信心。
Because the angel assured her, the angel responded, remember, the antithesis of this.Pericope of this episode is the opposite in some ways of Zechariah.
这一段的经文，圣经作者记载，就跟前面他的一个亲戚这个撒加利亚所经历的刚刚是相反的。
This is a great biblical analysis if you compare Zechariah and his encounter with the angel Gabriel and the announcement that he received versus Mary and the announcement she received. You compare those two.
大家可以其实再回家就把圣经里面一做一个比较，就是撒加利亚他也看到天使，而且听到天使跟他说的话，然后跟玛利亚所经历到所听到的做一个比较。
And my Bible happened to be right next to each other, one column and the other column.
所以有一本圣经就刚刚可以把两边可以连在一起来看。
And the interesting thing is it's really hard to tell why Zechariah is in some ways being punished.Because he almost answers almost exactly the same as Mary.
有时很难明白为什么撒加利亚他所遭遇的好像跟玛利亚一样，但是他受到神的警报。
In verse 18, Zechariah says, as he responds to the angel, he says to the angel, "How shall I know? For I am an old man, and my wife is advanced in years."
当时天使向撒加利亚显现跟他说话以后，他就回答说，哎，我凭什么可以知道这事情，我已经老了，我的妻子已经年纪老了，为什么我可以还有孩子呢？
And yet in verse 34 Mary says to the angel, same situation, similar situation, how will this be since I am a virgin?
所以在34节，玛利亚就对天使说：“我没有出嫁，所以怎么可能有这样子的事情？”
I think there are a few factors we need to consider. I think Zechariah was an old man of faith. He was supposed to be a leader of that kind of those people. He was chosen to go into the temple. He was a prophet and a male leader of advanced age. He was supposed to have faith in God.
所以我们就可以再看看有几个原因。我们看见撒加利亚他本来就是一个祭司，他是个属灵的领袖，所以他在圣殿当中来侍奉神，他应该对神有很多的认识，他而且可以很大。
And yet when the angel came, could not believe it. He said, how can this be? How shall I know?
他当时天使现向他显现，跟他说完以后，他竟然会跟天使说，我凭什么可以有这样子的事情，让我连自己大了还有孩子。
I think he was doubting God's ability to accomplish it.
他是怀疑神的能力，能不能把不可能的事情变成可能。
Mary's case, I think she said, how will this be? I think he was questioning the method for which God was going to use to do it.
他当时玛利亚，他想的就是，他相信神，但是他不知道神怎么样能够让这个事情可以做出来。
We wonder about God. I don't think the idea is that that God encourages us and calls us to believe that He is able to do these things even if we don't understand how He's going to do it.
所以当我们认识神，他是有能力可以完成一个超乎我们想象的东西，但是我们只是不知道他怎么样能够做。
That He wants to somehow use us through that how process.
神就是让我们能够在整个怎么样完成他旨意的过程。
He gives her a sign.
所以神就透过他天使给他一个记号。
And he says, "Look, Elizabeth, your elderly cousin aunt is going to have a baby. She's in her sixth month."
这个记号就是玛利亚的亲子叫以利沙伯，她年纪已经大，她已经怀孕有一个男孩。
Verse 37, for nothing is impossible with God.
所以在圣经里面，天使跟玛利亚说，在神里面没有难成的事。
I love this word nothing. It actually comes from the Greek word that is embedded in it. It doesn't really say, in English it would literally say, not one thing.
这个英文字叫 nothing, 没有东西的意思就是没有一件事。
It actually is more literal. You use the word etymology, it is not one word.
就是没有一句的话。
The word of God, the rhema.Not one word is impossible.
所以就是说到神的话没有一句话是不可能的。
And here the word impossible is the word we get in English with dynamite. So God's ability, His might, His power to do something.
就是在英文里面就讲到关于神同神能力有关的，就是神有能力做每一件事情，所有的事情。
But I think what's going on here is God is saying to the angel.Everything that I speak and promise is that which will happen in the future.
就是让我们看见神向玛利亚所讲的每一句话，他都能够做成。
It is true. Everything in the world I can do, right? I can do anything because I'm God, and I can even make a rock that I can't pick up, or maybe I don't know. You know what I mean?
就是神能够创造所有的万民万物，所以一切他都能够完成，所以没有事情他不能做成。
But I think the promise here is that not one word that God promises will happen shall not be accomplished.
在这里，在特别强调的就是神所讲的每一句话，他每一个应许，他都能够做成。
So God promises that indeed every knee shall bow, every tongue confess that He is God.
所以在哪天我们敬拜他的时间，我们敬拜神，每一个的赞美。
God promises that every people from every tribe and nation and tongue shall bow down before Him and worship Him.
在圣经里面应许就是世界上每一个语言的人，每一个民族的人，每一个国家的人都要跪下来向耶稣承认耶稣为主。
And that He is the one who will bring about the kingdom of justice and righteousness for all people.
他也是应许把这个公义、公平临到地上所有的国家。
These are the promises of God.
这些都是神的应许。
And yes, my sons may go
Harvard or Yale, but that's not the promise that's in this verse.
当然，我的孩子可能可以进到这个哈佛大学念书，但是这个不是在圣经里面的应许。
My sons may create the next Google or Facebook or whatever you know computer thing, but that's not the promise here.
我的孩子可能会做另外一个 Google 甚至另外一个 Facebook 这样子有名赚钱的网站但是不是 Jared 所讲到的应许
What are the promises? That God would use us to be his kingdom people
这个是什么应许呢就是神要用我们能够在他国度里面可以为他做他应该 要我们做的事情
Terry Fox will be here at the end of the service to share all the wonderful things that happened yesterday here in this building with over 200 people.
Terry Fox 就是等会他会来我们当中跟我们分享在昨天在这边发生的事情。
But when the three congregations here get together, we had 60 volunteers minister to 100 children and 200 guests.
就是当我们三个堂会就是英文堂粤语堂国语堂的弟兄姊妹联合一起服侍的时间我们昨天就有机会服侍100多个孩子然后我们有60多个这个工作人员有了我们有机会一起来享受个非常好的圣诞节的活动
You hear from the love of Christ.
他们听到神对他们的爱
Those of us who know our Chinese church history recognize that Robert Morrison was the first Protestant missionary to China, followed by J. Hudson Taylor, who brought the gospel inland, and then followed by today, if we think about China and how many house churches and Christians there are, perhaps 100 million believers out of these faithful men and so many people.
对于中国的宣教史有一点认识的弟兄姊妹可能你都记得就是这个马里系是西方第一个到中国的基督教的这个宣教士然后就是有这个戴德生还有后来还有很多其他的宣教士他们就是这样子来在这个中国的地上把福音传给中国人甚至于在中国可能有超过1亿个信徒在哪边都是这些非常有意向的来把这个福音传出去
And they grow with these missions Chinese missionsleaders and they want to mobilize the Chinese to reach beyond the Chinese to go back to Jerusalem
这个 role 地位role 大位弟兄他就是在这个中国的教会当中鼓励更多的牧者能够把这个福音从中国可以传到世界各地去
So God is on the move
就我们看见神一路在工作
There's nothing is impossible with God
因为在神里面没有难成的事。
Even in our own country, we remember that slavery was a parcel of this land and this nation that we're in America.
当我们想回美国的时间，这个奴隶的制度就在过去很多年，其实影响整个国家很严重。
Millions of slaves were enslaved in order for the United States to become an economic powerhouse into the future.
好多的这个黑奴就是送上他们的生命就希望整个国家能够成为一个可以种族平等的一个国家
From the history of the American church we see that there are brothers and sisters many of them clergy who led the fight to free the slaves and to advance civil rights
在这个美国的教会历史当中我们也看到很多的牧长们他们就用尽他们能做的甚至献出他们的生命来在这个地图当中让这个地图能够成为一个自由没有种族歧视的一个地图
Charles Finney was a famous evangelist but he was also an abolitionist one to abolish slavery
芬尼就是其中一个非常有名的一个牧师他就是这样子来站在前线来争取这个自由
Elijah Lovejoy was the first of abolitionists to be martyred for the cause of anti-slavery.
这个伊丽莎·洛夫乔，他就是第一个为这个运动来丧失他的生命。
We know the picture of Martin Luther King in this past generation who led the civil rights and the minister downtown Boston, Michael Haines, who was a picture associate.
啊，我们看到这个图画，这个马丁路德金他就是啊，争取的能够这个民权能够临到这个黑人的当中啊，还有这个 Michael Hayes 也是在 Boston 的这个市中心里面来发扬这样子的一个啊民权的运动。
We're mindful that we sit in this room and can worship without issues and discrimination because these people did what they did before us. We are not white Europeans, and the reason why we can be here in America and not be afraid for our lives is because of people like this.
我们虽然不是白人，但是我们现在也有这个自由，在这个地方来敬拜神。我们不要忘记，就是前辈们他们就是这样子来为这个国家争取到现在我们拥有的自由。这些都是在这个教会历史上面的领袖们。
In closing, let me suggest that what are we believing God for?
我们差不多结束的时间，我问大家一个问题：到底上帝神是怎么样的一位神？
Salvation is that which we have.And that it's an impossible thing that God has granted to many of us to this man.
是不是只看到神对我们这个救恩，我们不可能被拯救，他把我们拯救而已。
Because Mary said, "Be unto me a faithful servant, the bond slave or a maid servant. Let it be to me your word, your rhema."
玛利亚给我们很好的榜样，她说：“我是主的使女，情愿照你的话成就在我身上。”他就把自己完全的交给神，他相信神能够通过他做完全不可能发生的事情。
May we say for ourselves and for our children that we believe not that they would be great like Tiger Mom products or Jeremy Lin, but that's not the focus. Our focus is what God wants to do in us and through us for His kingdom.
当我们想到我们自己跟我们的孩子的时间，我们不一定要想到这个这个虎妈妈所教养的孩子跑去来进很好的大学，还是好像这个 Jeremy Lin 这样子来有成就。但是我们是希望想到神到底让他们要成为怎么样的人。
In closing, Robert Morrison was the first Protestant missionary to China.
在结束之前，我也讲到华裔信的故事。
When he arrived in China, there was no translation of the vernacular. It would have taken him into the future 5 years for the first Chinese Bible.
当他进到中国的时间，没有翻译中文的圣经，他又用25年的时间才领第一个基督徒在中国信主。
But when he first arrived, they asked him a question.If he expected any spiritual impact on these Chinese, if they expected that he would have spiritual impact.
当他刚刚来到中国的时间，有人问他：“你会不会希望来到中国以后，能够带来中国人有一个属灵的这个震撼？”
His answer.
他怎么回答
？No. But he expected God would have impact.
他回答说：“我不能。”但是我希望神会做。
You believe God to be possible in your life?
你相不相信神能够在你的生命当中让不可能的成为可能
？For your children, for your family.
对于你的孩子，甚至于你的家庭。
For your church and your community.
在你的教会，甚至于你的社会当中。
It's not about us and our ability.
不是关于我们跟我们的能力。
We believe that God is working His kingdom work in us and through us.
是我们相信神在他的国度里面工作，透过我们也在我们里面去工作。
But nothing is impossible with God.
因为在神里面没有难成的事。让我们一起祷告。
Father, we come and we are humbled before you.
神啊，我们谦卑地来到你的面前。
We want to be like Mary who said.Be unto us your bond servant, your maid servant.
我们就 your word. 我们就盼望能够好像玛利亚回答主一样，说我是主的使女，情愿照你的话成就在我身上。
Pour out your spirit that we might make disciples of all nations.
求你把你的圣灵降临在我们的生命当中，让我们能够成为使万民做门徒的人。
Pour out your spirit that we might be kingdom builders.
让我们圣灵降临在我们的生命当中，让我们能够成为建造天国的人。
Pour out your spirit so that we might envision our sons and daughters and classmates of your kingdom.
让求您你的灵临到我们，让我们能够可以看见我们的家人、我们的孩子，甚至于我们的朋友同学，他们都能够成为你天国里面有份可以给你使用的人。
For we believe nothing is impossible with you.
因为我们相信在你没有难成的事。
In Jesus' name.
我们的祷告是奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Thank you.
为奉献祷告祝福的时候，我们以感恩的心来到我们的神面前，来向他献上祷告。We pray for offering right now。我们感谢天父厚赐百物，使我们能够过上蒙福的生活。
Amen。
我们感谢天父赐我们不同的工作岗位和工作机会，使我们不致缺乏，并且丰盛有余。我们感谢天父赐给我们属天的平安和归宿，使我们不依靠无定的钱财和房产。我们感谢天父赐给我们耶稣基督的生命，把我们扎根在他的磐石根基上，而非在地上的产业上。
是的，
主啊，我们来到你的面前，这摆在众人手中的每一份金钱奉献，都是从你十分的赐予而来。
是的，
今天我们众儿女甘心乐意的，照着自己的境相，将这当纳的十分之一，心甘情愿的送入你的仓库，用来开拓你的国度，拓展你的教会。主啊，我们感谢你。因为你的应许从不落空。
是的，
我们会为您会为奉献的心敞开天上的窗户，赐福到无处可容。我们相信你的话语。主啊，我们也知道其实你看重的并不是金钱，因为你是掌管万有的主。
是的，
你是无比丰盛的神。你将源源不断的福分赐给我们。我们众人怎会缺乏呢？主啊，您看重的乃是我们这颗奉献的心。
对，
求你悦纳我们奉献的心。求你施恩，借着奉献，我们众儿女照着你的心意学习做好管家。并且你接着也要赐更大的福气给我们。谢谢主。主啊，求你保守我们的心思意念。让我们时刻有一颗切切刻慕你的心。因为你说凡是寻求耶和华的，什么好处都不缺。
是的，
你也指教我们说我们的财宝在哪里，我们的心也在哪里。求你带领我们，圣灵来光照我们，让我们学习积财宝在天，领受祝福。主啊，也求你施恩关怀我们当中的贫困者。让我们在患难中受试炼的时候仍有满足的快乐。让我们在贫穷的时候也能显出乐捐的信心和厚恩。正如那穷寡妇捐出两个小钱，蒙你的喜悦和看顾。我们愿以上的祷告将一切的荣耀和尊贵颂赞都献在你的脚前。
Amen。
我们谢谢我们的恩主，这样的祷告奉你的名。
Amen。
我们请谢谢
And now may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ,
the love of our Heavenly Father, the power and the presence of the Spirit of God be with each and every one of us from now and forever. And all God's people said,
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
点让我们能够在这儿啊享受一个美好的一个崇拜的时间，也特别的谢谢 Pastor Tom 啊在我们当中分享神的话，给我们记得啊在神凡事都能啊，所以就让我们能够啊鼓掌啊谢谢 Pastor Tom， 也谢谢 Pastor Tom 和他们一些的支持啊。今天当中我们还有一些啊第一次来到的来宾啊，就是有来过读学的 Ryan 啊，可以请你站一下啊，让弟兄姊妹认识你啊。非常欢迎 Ryan， 他是在国内来这边念中学的啊，所以他就是今天也非常愿意能够来到我们当中啊。啊，还有没有第一次另外第一次来到我们当中的朋友啊？你可以举举手，我们也欢迎你，有没有啊？啊，没有了啊！感谢主，让我们弟兄姊妹能够一起来在这边来聚会啊！啊，几件报告的事情啊，第一个就是啊，我们就是在大家手上有两个副业，一个就是一个红红的，这个就是我们24号会有平安夜崇拜啊。啊，这个24号晚上啊，就在我们的整个礼堂当中，我们有中文部的叫平安夜崇拜的聚会，就请弟兄姊妹留意，在24号礼拜三的下午能够回来，我们就一起来跟其他弟兄姊妹一起来纪念啊耶稣啊战胜啊，让我们也一起来在那边来敬拜我们的主。另外一个副业就是啊，我们整个教会的整个财务的报告啊，我们呢就是在今年大概还目前来讲，整个支出跟收入跟支出还差一点点啊，但是上去我们的预算我们就差蛮远了哈、啊，就请弟兄姊妹也为我们教会的整个财务情况来祷告啊，求神带领我们，让我们能够在主的恩典里面能够进入到神是富足的神，在我们的家庭也在我们的教会啊。啊，现在呢，我们就有一个简单有一个报告的事项，就是啊，这个我们昨天一个非常好的一个聚会啊，就是特别是英文堂的弟兄姊妹带领我们，能够在这个聚会当中能够经历到神好多的恩典啊。昨天在的就感受到这个气氛真的很美啊，这神的恩典真的很奇妙带领就是统筹这个聚会的姊妹Terry Mock 姊妹，她等于会。一个特别希望能够在我们当中来谢谢弟兄姊妹来为这个聚会来祷告，也来参与哈。但是在这个他分享以前呢，我们会看一看昨天的这个聚会的精华的一些相片我就看看红军跟海军可以看得到吗？好，我们一起来看一看。
孩子都非常开心，我们也是非常的开心。
Praise God.
我们要赞美神。
He answered our prayers.
他垂听我们的祷告。
Bless us beyond what we imagine.
他祝福我们超过我们可以想象。
Let me give you some stats.
好，我就给你一些数字。
We had over 275 people.
我们昨天有超过265个人。
Come yesterday.
来到我们当中。
100 kids came.
有100个孩子。
Bright, happy, and excited.
他们都非常的兴奋跟开心。
They came with 104 adults.
还有104个这个大人。
Mommies and daddies and grandparents.
爸爸妈妈甚至于这个外公外婆公公婆婆。
Total, we had 204 guests.
我们总共有204个这个朋友来到。
Made up of 69 families.
这是有69个家庭。
Speaking English, Cantonese, and Mandarin.
是讲英文、讲粤语也讲国语的。
28 families.
还有 Spanish 的。
28 families, so 40% of them.
就是有25个 family 是28个占我们40%的邻居哈。
They live in the neighborhood of our church.
就是28个在教会附近聚的邻居来到我们的当中。
Thank you for inviting them.
谢谢你们邀请他们来。
As for helpers,
就是整个工作人员。
We had over 75 people.
我们超过75个弟兄姊妹参与在工作当中。
We helped them.
就是神让他们一起来帮忙。
Besides that, we had additional others.
除了他们以外，还有其他的。
Who prayed?
这就在祷告上面。
Brought food.
带食物来的。
Donated supplies.
还有就是奉献一些的供应物。
Helping in so many ways.
的帮助我们不同的这个岗位里面。
Thank you.
谢谢。
We all matter.
这个所有都是那么重要的。
We just want to praise God.
我就是想来赞美神。
Testify to His blessings.
就是见证他对我们的祝福。
We could be one community.
我们可以成为一个大家庭。
One body across three congregations.
我们是基督一个身体，虽然我们有三个不同的堂会。
And we could experience God's power.
我们可以经历到神的大能。
To answer prayer.
他垂听祷告。
To work through us as people.
他透过我们来完成他的工作。
And he has humbled us.
他也让我们谦卑下来。
With all that we are.
能够把我们可以奉献的奉献出来
and all that we do to him.
就是让我们所做的一切都归给他
Thank you for your partnership and service.
谢谢你的这个伙伴支持还有你们的这个工作
May all glory be to God.
愿神得到荣耀感谢主的恩典，我们就在这个时间有一些播导的时间之后，就可以自由散会了。感谢主。